Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Weekly Word. I'm so excited to share with you. We have had two amazing weeks in Hawaii, ministering on three islands, Oahu, Maui, and the Big Island. We have seen miracles. We have seen healings. We have seen amazing things happen. We've seen the Word of God and His wisdom come in during the Feast of Tabernacles and really began to launch people into the vision that God has for them. Remember, there's new mantles and new assignments and new angels that are being released during this time. God is getting you prepared for the new assignments that He's giving you. This preparation means He's pouring in wisdom, He's pouring in revelation, He's pouring in strategy. He is preparing you for the next levels that He's taking you to. We've stepped into abundancy, covenant wealth, abundancy. What are these seven blessings? They are that there would be double portion, financial abundance, miracles, restoration, that there would also be God's divine presence, a blessings on our sons and daughters, and everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved, will be delivered. This is in accordance with Joel chapter 2, verses 23 through 32. Remember, the spring rains happen between Passover and the Feast of Tabernacles, and then again between the Feast of Tabernacles and Passover in 2025, you will be experiencing double portion. That's twice as much. So whatever you received during the spring rains will double in the autumn rains until Passover of 2025. And you know what? God is speaking about restoration. What that cankerworm, palmer worm, and locust stolen from you, God is returning to you in fullness and abundancy. And I love knowing that He's going to do these wondrous works surrounding our lives, but a blessing on our sons and daughters. God's pouring out His Spirit. I know you've been experiencing the fire of God. We've seen so much fire here in Hawaii. We have had people just drunk in the Spirit, just amazing impartation for next levels. And so we've all stepped into this. This is a time to rejoice and be excited. But we are also coming up on to the eighth month on the religious calendar and the second month on the civil calendar. We're coming out of Tishrei and we're stepping into Cheshvan, or Mar Cheshvan. What does that mean? It means it is a time of bitter. You might be saying, no, how can this be? Listen, I'm going to break this down for you. It's a time where the Jewish people remember the cleansing rains that came upon the earth. This is when Noah stepped into the ark on Cheshvan 17. And then he was in the ark for 360 days plus 11, 371 days. And he got out on Cheshvan 27. So on Thursday, October 31st, at sundown, we will enter into Mar Cheshvan, and the Rosh Kodesh there, those 2 days, will last until Saturday, November 2nd. So it's a very, very special time because there are cleansing rains. In Israel, there's lots of rain that's coming during this time, but it means cleansing rains and abundancy. So God is keeping up with the promises in Tishrei, but He's bringing forth a cleansing. How's this going to play out in your life? Let me tell you, God is going to start to reveal to you your agendas, okay? Your agendas that are impacting the overflow of His abundancy, okay? I need you to get out a pen and paper here because I'm going to teach you something pretty vital. See, this is the time where we need to pay attention to where our stuff is getting in God's way, where God is taking us in a certain direction, yet we are trying to do our own agenda. Come on, what's your own agenda? It's anything that's connected to you gaining provision, protection, or acceptance, okay? Remember the three things we lost in the fall of man? Genesis chapter 3, verse 16, verse 6, where it talks about how Eve was tempted by the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and what was in it but provision, protection, and acceptance. But what did she already have? Provision, protection, and acceptance. It was a lie from the enemy. Come on. So I'm setting you up for, there's going to be some enemy influence that's going to look for an open door in your life, close it with your own agenda, okay? So if we're always being invited to step into a new strategy that God has for us, where there's an overflow of abundancy, know the enemy wants to cut off that abundancy. How's he gonna do it? He's gonna look for something in you that's trying to gain in a certain area. Now, gaining and obedience are two different things, okay? God may be speaking to you about something that's coming, something that's advantageous, something that is amazing, that is in alignment with his plan and purpose for your life, okay? That's obedience. Do not sacrifice in those cases. Step into that in full assurance of faith, because God loves you and he's good and he wants to pour out his spirit upon you in every area, and he wants to fulfill in the earth what needs to be done, and you're a key component to that. But what the enemy looks for is when you try and personally gain from even the strategies that God is giving you to advance his kingdom. Come on, I'm speaking to somebody right now. See, and this one is what is revealed in Mar Cheshvan, okay? Because it is a time of where the bitterness comes in on what is sweet, okay? It would be this month that Sarah, the matriarch Sarah died. It would be this month that the matriarch Rachel, in the Word of God, both of them passed on. And so it is a time of remembering anything about our personal gain in the midst of the blessings that God has given us. Come on, I can hear from heaven that God is blessing you beyond measure, but don't let your own agenda get in on that. Be open, flow with the Lord, move with him. I've had a series of multiple dreams that have indicated that there's going to be a lot of scenarios that we are faced with over the next couple of weeks where God wants to bless us abundantly, but where we come in with excuses, we come in with compromise, we come in with different types of agendas that are messing up his strategy for releasing a pure word, releasing a pure revelation and wisdom for a strategy. Now listen, obedience is better than sacrifice, okay? You do not have to sacrifice, but you do have to obey. And our God is so good, he's gonna be asking you to do some amazing things so that you can step into those places. But here's the deal. Keep yourself pure in the midst of it. Keep yourself holy in the midst of it. Keep yourself away from your personal agendas. Again, what is personal agenda? It's what's wrapped around you gaining provision, protection, or acceptance. It's not that there would be great abundance flowing to you. That's different than when you're trying to gain something, okay? It's different. If God's gonna bless you, and great provision comes to you, great protection, great acceptance, that's because of what Jesus Christ did. That's because he died on the cross, was buried, and resurrected, broke the dominion of sin, which says we have to gain. No, we don't. We can just receive. Receive from God and then be properly positioned for what it is that he has for you. And so God has got great things in store for you. He's opening up the vats of heaven. Gold, silver, grain, wine, oil, flax is coming. Water is coming. Remember at the end of the Feast of Tabernacles in John chapter 7, what did Jesus say? He said, come and drink of the rivers of living water. So see, there is cleansing rain. There's rivers of living water. There's an overflow. He said that he was the one that is the river of living water. Come on, I'm getting excited right now. When we partake of him, we are partaking of the rivers of living water coming forth in abundancy. It is time for covenant wealth abundancy, but it is time to keep your own agenda out of it. God is going to pour into you personally, into your business, into your relationships, into your ministries. He's going to do all kinds of great things, but stay in time with him. Stay in perfect sync with him, and don't allow your personal agenda to come in and mess up the plan. Okay, what else do I mean by this? I mean, I want you to rest, okay? Come into this place of resting with God. What that means is that you know you've received all things through Christ. You have Christ's righteousness. You have the fullness of provision, protection, acceptance. Don't move fast. Don't step out of Tabernacles and start moving fast again. Tabernacles was so amazing. You know, we had Rosh Hashanah, we had Day of Atonement, we had Tabernacles. don't mess with those moments by putting on a lack of faith. Keep your faith high. Remember Matthew chapter 6. Remember how Jesus said, don't worry about what you're going to eat, what you're going to wear, none of these things. We're not to worry about these things, because it says that seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. His righteousness is all he's already given you. His righteousness comes through provision, protection, and acceptance through our death, burial, and resurrection on the cross with Jesus Christ. You gained all that. And then he says, through seeking first his kingdom and his righteousness, all things will be added unto you. Come on, the blessings are coming. The cleansing rains are coming. The fullness is coming. But the bitter part is when there is a thorn in the rose, or when things are so beautiful, but then there's this thing, okay? So when this thing comes, you're gonna let it roll right over you. Don't interact with it. Don't engage it in such a way that it becomes an entanglement, okay? This is the warning for the month of March, Cheshvan. Submit yourself to the Lord, resist the devil, and he will flee from you, okay? This is James chapter 4, and I'm going to read that in its fullness here, because what's so important about this particular scripture is that James chapter 4, verse 7 and 8. So, submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil. What's the devil coming for? He's coming for you trying to gain something, all right? Just receive the blessings of the Lord, but don't try and gain, okay? Don't try and come up with some kind of sneaky way to do something, all right? Let God just make it happen. So, submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you, okay? Now, this is the next verse, verse 8. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. What is double-minded? It means that you're wavering. You're going back and forth between what you want and what God wants for you. Now listen, our God is a great God. He wants to bless you beyond measure. That he does. This is why I said obedience is better than sacrifice. He's telling you to do something and it seems like it's a great blessing. Don't look at your own self to determine whether or not you should step into it. Look at the fact that God's inviting you to know something else about him. Come on. See, half of our problem is we have trouble receiving the blessings of God because we cut off the blessings because we look at ourselves. Stop looking at you. Jesus put you on the cross with him. You, Romans chapter 5, 6, 7, and 8, you died with Christ. You were buried with him. You're resurrected in him. And now you're ascended and seated in heavenly places. What's in heaven? All the blessings. Every spiritual blessing is yours. So don't begin to deny yourself, okay? This isn't about denying yourself. This is about submitting yourself to the Lord so that the enemy stays far away. See, the enemy doesn't want you to enjoy the blessings of God. Come on, I'm just telling you. He does not. He wants you to feel, oh, well, I don't deserve that, and, you know, I'm too guilty, and, you know, listen, the blessings that God gives you are based on his goodness, not on your performance. Come on, somebody needs to write that down. The blessings of God are based on his goodness, not your performance. God, that's the grace of God. It's overwhelming. It's overwhelming. And we stepped into the Hebrew year 5785. What does that mean? The year of overwhelming grace. So you got to find out what's you and what's God. The great blessings of God, they're irrefutable, right? They're immeasurable. They're irrevocable. They come in great gifts. Why? Because our Father owns all things. He owns the cattle on all the hills. Come on. He owns everything. And so many times he wants to reveal to you his goodness by blessing you immensely. Don't cut off the blessing because you don't have enough confidence in yourself. This isn't about you. Have enough confidence in what Jesus has done for you and lift your hands to heaven and say, Lord, I thank you. Come on, nothing makes Jesus happier than when we step into the fullness of the covenant blessings of Genesis chapter 12, which is the seed of Abraham. The Jewish people are the seed, but we who are engrafted into the plan have received all the covenant blessings from Deuteronomy chapter 28. Okay, come on. So we step into covenant. Covenant means that God is just superbly good. He's immeasurable. He's amazing. And he's pouring out these blessings upon us. Receive the blessings. But as you're receiving them, don't let your own agendas get in the mess with them, okay? This is why the warning in Mar Cheshvan, which means bitter in the cleansing rains or in the abundancy. If you remember when Elijah prayed for rain, it started out as this little small cloud, and then they continued to pray, and what happened? But the abundancy of rain came. And listen, this is the month of the abundancy of rain. For those of us who believe, who are stepping into the fullness and the righteousness of God, He's got huge and immeasurable blessings for us. Don't cut off His blessing because of your lack of faith. Okay, the greatest blessings that I personally received from God is when I recognized that God wanted to show me something about Himself, not something about whether or not Candace, okay, deserved it. Okay, see, this is the lack mentality. If you assess what God is doing from your eyesight, okay, we got to drain your eyes, okay, we got to get the pus out of your eyes, we got to get the blindness out of your eyes. See, He said restore your sight and see Him. When we see Him, the rains come, and it's overabundancy. It's beautiful, it's magnificent, it's overflowing. He said because of the seven blessings that we would be stepping into this kind of outpouring, not only with rain but with fire. Fire. And I've seen that. Adam and I have seen that these last couple of weeks here in Hawaii. So much fire, so much wine or new opportunities are coming to us. So much grain, so much oil, so much of the vats of heaven. But are you ready to receive? Come on, I just feel the presence of God. I'm going to pray for you right now because I feel like some of you are going, you know what, Candace, this is a great word, but I'm not sure I can step into that level of faith. It takes a lot of faith to see God for who He is and not see you. Okay, see God and see what He's done and see where He's taking you because of His shed blood. See the righteousness He's bestowed upon you. See the blessings that He's given you. All right, see that first. Recover your sight. The rest is going to pour forward. You receive because you have faith. Remember Matthew chapter 6. Jesus was telling the people, listen, don't worry about what you're going to wear, what you're going to eat, right? He says, listen, even the sparrows are clothed, right? I mean, even the beautiful flowers are clothed in that same righteousness and the same robes of glory as Solomon, right? God even feeds the sparrows. If He would do that, He would do it for you. And let me tell you how I know He would. Because He sent Jesus. Jesus is the answer. Jesus broke us out of poverty and put us into a place of immense blessing. Listen, this is what God wants for you, and He wants that for you for Mar Cheshvan. But He's warning you that there's a bitter part to this, and that is that after Tabernacles calms down and we step into these rains in abundancy, you're going to try and manipulate some things. Don't manipulate. Don't control. Get yourself in that place of submitting to the Lord. And submission means to obey God. Don't sacrifice. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Now listen, have you sowed your tabernacle seed yet? If you have not sown it, it's not too late. Go ahead and sow. Sow into a ministry that has blessed you. Remember, Deuteronomy chapter 16, verses 16 and 17 says three times a year we're to come before the Lord and we're to bless Him with an offering. That in proportion to which He has given us. It says in Exodus chapter 12, verse 14, we know that Solomon practiced this as well. In 2 Chronicles, it is necessary to bless the Lord. So seek Him and say, God, what kind of offering can I give you? This is not your tithe. I'm not talking about what you take to your church weekly or monthly or being a cheerful giver in that respect of tithing, okay? This is be a cheerful giver and bless God with an offering for specifics, this Feast of Tabernacles, okay? So ask Him, seek Him. Go ahead and sow into your favorite ministry because it's necessary to honor God. You're not doing this to get something. Come on, don't bargain with God. Just bless Him during this time. He's done more than enough for you in salvation. You called once on the name of the Lord and you were delivered. Now the vats of heaven are open. The release is coming and you are called, anointed, appointed, and set apart. Come on, I'm getting super excited. Hallelujah. All right, so you're going to sow your seed in remembrance of the seven blessings of Tabernacles. Okay, because He says, I'm coming to bless you no matter what. Okay, if my daddy says, I'm coming to bless you no matter what, I think, oh my God, He's so good. How can I honor Him? And if He asks for an honorable blessing from me during this time? Yes, I'm coming to your party. I'm coming to your Moedim. I'm bringing a gift, all right? Don't worry that we're stepping into Cheshvan. If you have yet to do it, just do it, okay? Get it taken care of. God knows your heart, all right? So we're stepping into Cheshvan. We're getting ready for all of these things. I'm going to pray for you right now because I do not want you to start wavering here. Do not be double-minded. You need to be single-minded. Submit yourself to the Lord. Not sacrifice, obedience, all right? And this is a crazy thing because, listen, obedience is going to tell you to do some great things that are full of blessing, all right? And you might say, oh, I can't do that. Oh, that's too great. That's too lofty. Lord, are you sure you're asking me to do that? Come on. Have humility, true humility, which is recognizing the fact that you're being properly positioned in this season because God said so. Okay? Not because of your greatness, but because of His greatness and because of His overwhelming grace. So, Lord, I thank you for my friends that are watching right now. I thank you, Lord, that you're going to overflow the cleansing rains in Mar Cheshvan, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Father, that as you prophetically speak to us about the overwhelming abundance of rain coming to us, Father, you're going to quicken our hearts on where we have our own agendas, where there's an open door so that we cannot be robbed from the blessings. The enemy wants to kill, steal, and destroy, and we cut off every assignment from the enemy upon your life right now, but that God would quicken your soul, your mind, your will, and your emotions, that you would know and be able to see and hear in spirit realms on where you need to submit to God and resist the enemy. Lord, I thank you that you're putting things in order and alignment so that we can get the fullness and the abundancy of rain coming forth in this season. And Lord, I thank you, Father, that even though there's challenges this month, which is why there's a bitterness involved in it, it is only bitter when we don't resist the enemy by submitting to you. And that means submitting to your goodness. That means submitting to your blessings as much as it means submitting to your nose. And so, Father, I thank you, Lord. Make us obedient people in this season. And for those of you who are watching right now and you're questioning, you're not sure, or you're wondering, God, where's my blessing? Listen, your blessing starts with believing in Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and then He puts everything in order so that He can open up a portal, a heavenly portal over you, and release those blessings upon your life. So, Father, I thank you. If anyone's out of order right now, that they would confess their sin before you, they would come into proper alignment with you, Father, and that your blessings of abundant rain would be released upon their life, as well as the seven blessings of tabernacles during this season. Father, we declare it, we decree it, we praise you, and we thank you in the mighty name of Jesus. I feel like an impartation coming upon you too. There's a blessing on your sons and daughters, which means you're a son and daughter of God, and you have sons and daughters in your life, spiritual ones and also natural ones, and grandchildren and great-grandchildren, that there would be a stream of blessing, and that an impartation is coming to you now, even while you're hearing this, and that the scales are coming off your eyes. Any of that pus in your eye is being drained now so that you can step into the peace and prosperity that God has for you, that you can begin to see the manifestation of the dream and step into it completely, the vision that God has for you. And so, Father, I just praise you and I thank you right now in the mighty name of Yeshua. You are breaking off that eyesight that is negative, and you're opening our eyes now that we would see the beauty of the Lord in the mighty name of Jesus. We just want to gaze on your beauty. We want to set our affections on above. We want to live in the realms of the ascension. Ooh, hallelujah. And listen, if you want to learn more about this, join me. My next ascension class is on the 12th of November, 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. I have people all over the world that join in. Lots of leaders join in because God is shifting the universe. He wants His church to learn to live in the realms of the ascension, the realms of abundancy and prosperity, okay? This is part of our covenant call from the Lord to be the children of the King, all right? The king lives well, the king lives right, the king. But listen, we need to have our mindset in that place, all right? So come and join me November 12th. There'll be a link right down here. Go ahead and click it. And I want you to join me for this class, 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. Eastern time. That'll take care of Europe and Africa. Can come and join in on the 10 a.m. class. And then if 6 p.m., you can come all the way out here to Hawaii, Australia. That's a great time to join in because the times are a little bit different during the 6 p.m. When I do 6 p.m., it's in the afternoon here in the West Coast area. All right, so Father, we just thank you in the mighty name of Jesus. Listen, if you haven't gotten a hold of my book, 365 Prophetic Revelations from the Hebrew Calendar, you want to get on board with it. We're in Sheshvan. Why don't you walk with me through every day on the Hebrew calendar and read, and get into this in the name of Jesus. You get a prophetic word for every day. You can pray with me the entire month of Sheshvan. If you get a copy of that book, you can go to my website at CandaceSmithman.com. If you're in the United States, if you're overseas anywhere, go to Amazon. We also have it on Kindle. I believe it's also coming out on Audible too. So, and that is a prophetic revelations every year. It never goes away. It's not a calendar as in specific to the year. I teach you how to adjust it so it's good for every single year. It's an amazing resource. All right, also, we are starting new classes in October for Dream Mentors International for our Transformational Life Coaching School. Some of you are watching right now and you're like, listen, I want to step in to the plan, purpose, and destiny God has for me. God's given me spiritual gifts. Now's the time. Now's the season. We've got classes to equip you. You want to get a credential in how to be an excellent discipler, how to know and understand about the tabernacle of the Lord, how to understand soul transformation, how to understand what happens to people when they become born again, and what does this process look like? What are strategies we can use to bring healing and to help others to break off strongholds? Come on, there's so much in this material. Just go ahead and go to dreammentors.org and click on there that you want more information on being a biblical life coach or a transformational life coach. We do all these classes through Zoom, and we want to hook you up with a coach that's going to walk you through the program and get you these credentials. We have a class in the credentialing process called the Mantle of God. You want to learn about the mantle on your life? Come join us for these classes. And our 301 class is going to teach you how to carry the mantle that God has on your life. Listen, mantle speaks. The mantle on your life speaks. There's less you have to do and more that God does in and through you when you know the mantle that God has given you. So we've got amazing classes. They're going on all the time. Or maybe you say, you know what, Candace, I just feel like I need a coach. You know, like I can't do this on my own. We've got coaches we want to hook you up with. So go to dreammentors.org. And say you need a coach. Now there's some fees that are associated with the school and with the coaching as well, because we have professionals that are going to work with you in every case. But go to dreammentors.org and check it out. All right, listen, it was a blessing to have you on with me today. Cleansing rains are here, abundancy. It's covenant, abundant wealth time. It's the seven blessings of the tabernacle. We've stepped in. Here's my last plea. Listen, if you're in the United States of America, get out and vote, all right? More than 30 to 50 million Christians do not get out and vote. Listen, that's ridiculous. The reason that our nation is in the situation that it's in is if you call yourself a follower of Jesus Christ, you need to get out there and you need to vote. It's an opportunity that we are given according to the Constitution. So I'm gonna encourage you now, if you are one of those people that says, well, I don't like either candidate, I'm gonna withhold my vote. You are not being biblical in the responsibility that God has given you. Get out and place your vote and vote Christian, vote biblical, vote for life, vote for what God would say in his word. Come on, this is my encouragement to you today. Do not make yourself one of the ones who said, I didn't like either one, so I decided not to do it. You have a fiduciary responsibility as a citizen of the United States to get yourself to the polls. This is polling week. Come on, you're watching me right here before March Hezvan. You're watching me on a Tuesday night. You got a whole week before Election Day. Get out there and vote in the mighty name of Jesus. God gives you an opportunity to say, I'm going to vote Christian Now's your time to do it. All right, be blessed, high five, and I will see you next week, all right, as we press in to, of course, the new word from the Lord and what's getting ready to happen in the United States of America. All right, be blessed.